Hello.
Hello, is this Derek?
It is.
This is Sarah calling from Penguin Book Writers. I am the head of writers there. You wanted to speak to one of the writers?
I wanted to speak to whoever my editorial project director was.
I understand. I'm actually the head of writing editing team. I basically wanted to know what exactly the issue was, what happened.
Well, there were three calls scheduled for last week, none of which came. One was scheduled for Monday. That didn't happen. One was scheduled for Thursday at 5 p.m. Like the call came in, I believe, at one day it came in at 6:42, and one day it came in at 7-something. So I see no professionalism. In fact, after Thursday's call, there was a profuse apology. Certainly won't happen again. And the next day, the call was 2 hours late. So, I work by a schedule. I expect people that I work with to work by a schedule. So,
I am absolutely sorry about the fact that, you know, the time that was given to you, nobody called you when they did. It was a bit late. I am extremely sorry about it. Steve was supposed to call you, and he was actually sick. He's still sick, and I know this is not the reason that we should give you, because this is not the way how professional people work. However, it's not going to happen again, and I completely understand where you're coming from. Whatever your concerns are, the fact that, you know, we said that we would call you, and we did not, I am absolutely sorry about that. This is not going to happen again. And
you know, I was told that Thursday night, and then it happened Friday.
I understand, sir. That is the reason why I'm calling you, because Carl told me about your message that you did on teamwork, and I just wanted to talk to you about it, because it seems like that, you know, the call was not happening and you had a lot of concerns regarding the, you know, regarding the services that you have signed up for. That is the reason why I'm calling you. I am here as the head of writers and editing team. I have 4 to 5 people working in my team who are actually working on your project. That is the reason why I called you, because I thought maybe, like, you know, I would be able to understand what exactly the concern is. And I'm actually really, really sorry about how things were like in the past. It's not going to happen again. And you might think that, you know, everyone has been telling you this since a long time, and I'm just going to say this the same, but no. If I'm telling you that things are not going to be like the way they were, they're not going to be. We will make sure that things are expedited from our end, and we would appreciate if you could just, like, you know, share your feedback whenever it's needed. The team basically told me that, you know, your manuscript is not ready at the moment. Is that correct?
It is ready.
It is ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last time...
Yeah, I told them in, I don't know, I don't have the date in front of me, maybe October the 18th or so, that I was ready. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to schedule a video conference, because this is a legacy project, and I want to see who I'm dealing with. I want to look somebody in the eye. Mm-hmm. And first I was told that it could happen, and then I was told it couldn't happen because of privacy issues. Well, I'm the client, so I'm the one that should have the client privacy issue, not you all. So that didn't make sense to me.
Yes,
so, and that took 2 weeks. That took almost 2 weeks to get a reply on that. So, which makes me very suspect.
Skeptical. Yes, I understand, sir, where you're coming from. I completely understand. However, the person who was working with you, Sean, was he just had COVID. That is the reason why you were working with someone else. after him. That, I think that is the reason why you did not get a response from him. And as Sean mentioned, that, you know, there's a privacy confidant, you know, like we're just a bit, something is, you know, confidential, I'd say. However,
so what's confidential? Tell me what is confidential.
See, I'll be honest, people who work on our writing, editing team actually work during the nighttime. They don't work during the daytime. And the reason why I'm here talking to you at the moment is because of the fact that, you know, the team basically called, suggested that, you know, I'm supposed to call you today. That is the reason why I think that is, that was becoming a problem with the schedule as well, the way how someone scheduled a call with you and nobody showed up. I think that is the reason why there was a miscommunication from our side, because we work actually at night. And, yeah, that is the reason why.
Well, I mean, somebody could have said, okay, well, unfortunately, we can't do it at this time. How about between here and this time? Because that's what I did. I said I can't take a call between 12 and 2 because I have other meetings that are scheduled at this time. Mm-hmm. And so communication is really important.
I understand. There should be transparency whenever you're talking to a client, and I agree with what you're saying, sir. And you don't need to worry about it. I don't think we would need. I understand why you want to do a video call. However, if things don't work out in the future, and if you feel that, you know, we're not on the same page as you, we can have a video call as well. Don't worry about that. We are here to give you the services that you have signed up for. You don't need to worry about that. Right now, we just need to expedite your project besides, you know, scheduling a call and, you know, how miscommunication has worked in the past. So I believe, and I hope we're on the same page, that let's just start on your manuscript. Let's just publish this book. And, yeah, during the publication time, we can meet, we can talk. We can also do a video conference, whatever you like, however you like. That is not a problem. The only problem is that, you know, there's a time difference, and there are, you know, we work at the night, and the team basically works at the day. So that is the problem, and we do not like the client to wait for us, and, yeah, there comes the privacy as well. I just would like you to share your manuscript with Carl so that we can just proceed ahead with however you want things to be like. All right?
I was ready to do that, but I couldn't get a meeting.
And, I understand.
You understand. Everybody's understood, but nobody's fixed it.
I if you think that I'm just saying it like that, no, I completely understand. You didn't want to give your manuscript like that. You wanted to talk to someone. You wanted to have a proper meeting. However, I'm here to discuss about whatever the concerns that you have.
And what is your name?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Where are you, Sarah?
I'm in New York at the moment.
You're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the team is on the West Coast?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're in Pacific time zone. I'm an ESC. I actually do a remote work. I sometimes work from home. I'm in New York.
Right. Yeah,
that's how it goes. Because I'm a writer, I can write from home as well.
Right.
Yes. But let me just give you an assurity that in the future, in the present, nothing's going to be, you know, nothing's going to be a problem. We would just want you to share the manuscript, and we'll just, you know, just give us a bit of leverage that, you know, the first draft, explain us how do you want things to be like, and then we'll do it accordingly.
And that was the whole goal of having the call, so that I could tell you the two or three things that I needed to make sure you were aware of.
Absolutely.
And again, to look somebody in the eye, know who I'm dealing with. I was told I would have a 4-person editorial team, and I still haven't, after all these months, talked to that person. Or if I did talk to that person, it wasn't about anything. I mean, I didn't want to send you anything until I was ready to send it to you.
I understand, sir. However, I'm here. You can talk to me about it. This is not something that, you know, I'll tell you how exactly it works. Whatever the message you have for me, Carl is going to share it with me, and then I will share it with my people who are working, like my team. We'll do it as it is how you have stated in your message. And if we need any additional information from your side, we'll ask Carl to do it accordingly. That's how it works. So I understand there's a lot of, you know, bridges that from where we get the message, but whatever we get is accurate. Don't worry about that. So whatever message you have for me, Carl is going to share it with me. Don't you worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want, we can just, you know, I just want you to share your manuscript so that we could just, like, start working on it. Because you just said it was done on October 18, right? You're done with it.
Yes.
Okay, Derek, the only thing I would want you to just share your manuscript with Carl, and then, you know, we can proceed ahead with your book editing, formatting, proofreading, whatever, however things you want.
Right, but my concern was that I was not going to share it until I'd had a video conference call so I'd know who I'm dealing with, because I do not. Aren't you all based in England?
Sorry?
Aren't you all based in England?
You are based in England?
You are. Aren't you based in England?
No, I'm not based in England.
Well, you told me that you were based in England, so I need to know who I'm dealing with.
You're dealing with I'll tell you who's exactly you're dealing with. You're dealing with Sarah Fernandez. I'm actually the head of writers. I have a couple of people in my team who actually do editing, formatting, proofreading for the book. I'm the one who actually sees how things are like. So I don't know how else I'm supposed to. I understand that you want to look at the team and do a video call. I understand where you're coming from. However, let's just, we can do that. I don't mind that. However, let's just focus on the manuscript at the moment. If you have any questions or concerns regarding anything in the future, then we'll do a video call. Because right now we haven't really started anything. We don't have your manuscript. We don't know how things are going to be like. So if there is an additional information required from your side or from our side, we'll do that. I'm not saying that we will not. I'm not resisting. However, right now the main focus of the team and the company is to publish your book as soon as possible. And I believe that is your goal as well.
It is, but a prerequisite is knowing who I'm dealing with. And I know you're Sarah Fernandez,
mm-hmm.
but I've also talked to Carl and Steve and three or four other people,
Steve,
right?
Carl is an account manager. Steve is a part of my team. And,
And I've gotten promises from three or four of them. And it isn't lining up.
See,
why don't you send me an email, Sarah, and reiterate what you just said?
Okay, perfect. Are you going to share your manuscript as well?
I will share my manuscript. As I've always said, I'll share my manuscript.
Okay,
but
perfect.
First of all, I want a call so I can see who I'm dealing with.
I can't seem to understand why is that a big issue. Why do you want to see
it? If it's not a big issue, why can't we do it?
Like I said, there's a privacy, and, you know, we do not work on daytime. We work at night.
Okay, we can do it at night.
All right. Let me just...
Why can't we schedule it at night then?
That's a bit unprofessional, talking to the clients at night. That is the reason why we do not talk to the client at night.
What? You said why not?
Because it's kind of unprofessional talking to the clients at night.
It's unprofessional not showing up for your appointment too, don't you think?
I understand where you're coming from, however. I'm not saying that we can't have a video call. I'm not saying that, though. I'm just talking about the fact that right now, I understand that, you know, it has been delayed. A lot of things have been delayed because of the fact that, you know, the miscommunication, the transparency that we didn't show up, I think we didn't. And the fact that, you know, there was a lot of miscommunication from my team. The only thing, the reason why I'm calling you right now is because of the fact that, you know, we need to expedite your project. And in order to do that, I need your cooperation, sir. And I would like you to share your manuscript so that we could just start with your editing.
And as I said, I need your cooperation. Because
yes, sir.
I was told when I first signed this deal that this was the way it was going to go. And now I'm hearing something different.
Who told you in the beginning?
Your sales rep, whose name, Hillary, isn't that correct? Hillary, is that correct? Isn't that your principal sales, marketing person, Hillary?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know who you're talking about. Yes. Absolutely. Kurt, let me do one thing. Let me just, coordinate with my team and get back to you with a video call.
Okay.
In the meantime, I would really appreciate if you could just like share your manuscript. I'm not emphasizing or, you know, pressurizing you. The reason why I'm calling you right now is the fact that, you know, it's kind of, it's a big deal for me that, you know, a project that is here since, I believe, August hasn't even started properly. So, you know, I have people above me who I have to answer, and I just want you to show that the team can do everything without even a video call. However, if you want to do a video call, we can do that as well. But in the meantime, let's work on your manuscript.
well, you know, based on what I've seen, I've seen you the manuscript, and I'll never have a call because
if you want to schedule a call every week with me, we can do that as well. I don't have a problem with that. But like I said, I work at night. And it's kind of hard for me to wake up, in the morning. But for you, I can, a lot.
But yeah, we can have the call at night. I'm fine with that.
We're not allowed to talk to the client like that, you know. But if you say that you want me to call you, I can allot a day for you, and then like we can do a call. All right.
Well, that's what I'd rather do, a call at night than be told 3 different days to look for a call at 5:00 and never get it.
No.
Does that make sense?
I'm giving you my word. If someone tells you that, you know, they're going to call you at this time, we will call you.
Do you realize that you are the third or the fourth person who's given me their word and it didn't happen? Do you understand how mistrust that comes about?
I completely understand where you're coming from, but I am being transparent with you since the beginning. I told you what exactly is the reason why no one's calling you or you're not getting a hold of us. That is the reason why. I believe I have been transparent since the beginning.
Well,
and
if
I,
you
I,
are being transparent,
I need some cooperation from your side, because I have people above me as well. Like I said, that, you know, I'm answerable to a lot of people, and the fact that, you know, your work hasn't even started is something that, you know, is a lot for my team, because it is actually a lot for my team and me. We don't mind doing a video call. The thing is, we do not want to do any more delays. The only thing we want to do is right now is to just work on your book and get it published, because I feel like every client that we have has one goal, that is to publish the book as soon as possible, because I believe that, you know, a lot of clients have a lot of stories behind their book. So, yeah.
Well, if you want to get with your team and figure out when we can have this call, then get back with me.
Okay, sure. I will do that for you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.